From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. The Turkish military said Sunday its airstrikes killed 25 Kurdish militants. It denied that civilians had also been killed. The Turkish military also said it is committed to protecting civilians under international law. Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake an eastern border district that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. The Taliban overran and captured Janakhil district of Patika province. Local authorities say dozens of Afghan troops were killed in the fighting. There is fighting in several northern and northeastern Afghan provinces, including Kunduz, Baghlan, and Takhar. Taliban insurgents have made significant advances in Helmand province. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government Sunday have begun pushing into the last areas of the city of Sirte, held by the Islamic State group. A number of Libyan fighters have been killed in the effort to retake the city, which was seized by IS forces in 2015. Iran has arrested a member of a team that played a role in negotiating the recent nuclear agreement with world powers. According to state media, the judiciary spokesman said Sunday a spy who had infiltrated the nuclear team was released on bail after being held in jail for several days. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump told a crowd in Iowa Saturday that policies of the Democratic Party are to blame for what he called the deplorable conditions in many of America's inner cities. He has called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot. But opinion polls are showing Clinton has a huge lead among black and Hispanic voters. Trump's campaign says he plans to visit black communities in the coming weeks to make direct appeals for their support, including a stop in the troubled city of Detroit, Michigan. In a communique Sunday, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Poland affirmed the need for cooperation among European Union nations as Britain prepares to leave the bloc. The ministers met in Germany to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Weimar Triangle Political Forum. They called for a more flexible EU that reflects the different ambitions of member states regarding integration. They also called for the creation of an annual European Security Council meeting of EU heads of government. Bolivian officials have accused three miners, including the president of a mining federation, of killing the country's deputy interior minister. 40 miners have been detained in the case. Rodolfo Illanes was kidnapped and beaten to death Thursday by striking miners after he went to the town of Panduro to mediate in a conflict over mining laws. An autopsy found that Illanes died of a trauma to the brain and thorax. A new report finds economic and social discrimination against women is costing Africa more than $100 billion a year. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report finds African women across the board are denied the same kind of economic, social, and political opportunities men enjoy. It says women lose out when it comes to education, work, and health. It notes fewer girls than boys go to school. Women earn less money than men for paid labor. Harmful traditional practices affect their health, and certain cultural norms act as a hindrance to women moving ahead in society. The report finds practices such as child marriage and sexual and physical violence adversely affect women's health and result in high maternal mortality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Supporters of Gabon President Ali Bongo and his chief rival Jean Ping are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the African nation's presidential election. The official results in the Saturday election will be not known until Tuesday. Gabon does not have a runoff system, so the candidate with the most votes will win the election. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.